From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joseph Koenig reports for New York State of Politics that the U.S. House of Representatives voted 311 to 114 on December 1st to expel Representative George Santos. The lying Long Island congressperson is only the sixth House member to be removed in U.S. history. Local Republican Mark Molinaro and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted to get rid of Santos, while Representative Elise Stefanik voted to keep him in the House. In October, Santos pleaded not guilty to 23 federal charges, including wire fraud, identity theft, lying to federal election officials, money laundering, and stealing thousands of dollars from his campaign donors. He's also been caught in hundreds of lies, some strange ones about how his mother died and what sports he played in college. Now, there will be a special election in the Long Island and Queens District early next year, in a district that voted for President Joe Biden by 10 percentage points in 2020. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that after a Columbia County Board of Elections manual recount, Democrat Sally Naramore was declared the winner of a seat on the Kinderhook Town Board on November 30th. Naramore beat Republican challenger George J. Graham by 7 votes. Naramore becomes the first Democrat to be elected to the Kinderhook Town Board in 16 years. In this fall's election, Democrats also won countywide elections for judges and the district attorney for the first time in many years. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Youth Clubhouse has found a place, at least temporarily, to move after being forced out of their lower Warren Street space when Columbia County purchased the building they were using. Columbia County Youth Bureau Executive Director Dan Grandinetti said, and I quote, "It's a win-win for all. It's within walking distance from the old location. It's a great program, I think. It has great value and will stay intact. We were given less than a month to come up with an answer, and I can honestly say, with the holidays and the short time that we were given, collectively, the county officials and county board of supervisors did our due diligence so the program of great value can remain intact," end quote. Grandinetti highlighted the help from Hudson 5th Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera and the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition for helping find the new space. The Youth Clubhouse provides after-school activities for the city's young people. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.